Today, we are peeling back the layers on a financial tool that many homeowners are curious about, but often misunderstand: home equity lines of credit, also known as HELOCs. If you own a home, you've probably considered tapping into your home's equity for that big renovation project or perhaps to consolidate debt. But here's the twist. Despite its flexibility, a HELOC is not a magic pill. It's serious debt that comes with real risk. In this episode, we are going to dive into what HELOCs really are, how they work, and why treating them like a casual spending account can lead to financial pitfalls. Whether you are considering opening a HELOC or just want to understand more about the financial tool, you are in the right place. Let's get started and really uncover this thing called HELOCs. Let's dive in.
Welcome to the Financial Mirror. Financial Mirror. Where future success is reflected in our knowledge of fixing the one thing we can control, ourselves.
Welcome to the Financial Mirror, and thanks for joining me today as we work to improve the one thing that we can control, ourselves. Here at the Financial Mirror, it is not about the numbers and spreadsheets alone, but about transforming and educating you on money so that you can make smarter financial decisions. If this is the first time you are joining in, don't forget to hit subscribe on YouTube to be notified of all the new episodes as they release. If you are listening this on Rumble, tuning in there, go ahead and follow the channel, like the video, and share it. And if you are listening this on a podcast platform of your choice, don't forget to like and subscribe to the podcast. If you're on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, leave a 5-star review and a written comment, as both go a long way in getting this information out to more and more listeners. So, home equity lines of credit. They sound straightforward. A lot of people have them and you don't know it. I have worked with many clients and little did I know that a lot of people utilize these for kind of routine purchases. And there is a lot more to HELOCs than many understand. So that's what I really wanted to talk about today. I wanted to talk about kind of like, what exactly is a HELOC? In and of itself, at the most basic level, what is a HELOC? How does this differ from other types of loans, such as personal loans or credit card balances? And why is it so appealing? Right? Like, why is it so appealing? Why are people so interested in moving into a HELOC? Well, once you understand kind of the fundamentals of what a HELOC really is under the hood, you'll be better equipped to make informed decisions about whether a HELOC is the right thing for you and your financial situation. Now, there's a lot of questions that come up with this. Feel free at any time to put those in the comment section and I will read those and get back to you on any of those questions. If you had comments about HELOCs, maybe you were just like, I don't agree with you at all. Cool. Put those in there too. I am absolutely just fine hearing your opinion and taking that into account for how I can, you know, look at HELOCs. There are multiple situations out there. If there's one thing that we know about personal finances, that it's not a one size fits all, right? There are times where certain things work and certain things don't. There are also times where people take chances and it works out for them. And that's not the situation I'm putting people in. I'm not putting people into a place where the odds are stacked against you. So that's very long-winded, totally off topic, but that if you have never turned to the Financial Mirror, there you go. That's my command philosophy here. So I do want to go over this. I do want to talk about HELOCs, help you understand what exactly is a home equity line of credit. Like I said, they're much more common than you think. A lot of people do get these and utilize them. So I do want to be, you know, open and honest. Up front, I'm not here to tell you that HELOCs are awful. I'm not here to tell you that at all. But I do want you to understand what it is. At the surface of looking at a HELOC, I kind of want to go under the hood a little bit so you can see the underpinnings of what you're getting yourself into if you go down this path. So all that's to say, we're going to dive into this. And really, if you have comments, if you have, you know, this is one of those that is... It's almost as controversial as an episode I did a few weeks back that is still causing controversy, where I do, and I still firmly stand on the stance of paying off your home early versus investing. Go listen to that. Go watch that. If that's something that it rings a bell to you and you're like, huh, I want to hear this controversy. Go check it out. It's a great episode, and hopefully you walk away learning a little something, whether you agree with me or not. I'm not here to always be agreed with. Just here to give you a different point of view and something else for you to take and try to utilize in your own personal finance journey. So first off, I do want to start off with understanding what a HELOC is. That's where I want to start today, is understanding what a HELOC is. Now, I said this a few times now, don't know how many, I'm not counting, but a HELOC is a home equity line of credit. Essentially, it kind of, you break all of those words out, home equity, meaning how much equity you have in your home, and a line of credit is a how you can utilize that equity to uses like a balance or like credit to you, right? And putting that into play. So essentially, it's just a loan. It's a loan where your home is being used as collateral. And that sounds worse than it is in this situation, but a standard home loan, is literally your house and you're paying down on it. With a HELOC, it works kind of like a credit card, right? You get this line of credit just like you would with a credit card, right? Like a credit card line of credit, maybe like $25,000 or $10,000 or $1,000, depending on the type of card you have. And then you can kind of borrow from it as you need. So that's kind of like what in broad scale, that's what this is. It's literally, instead of this like imaginary credit card balance thing out there where your plastic just has this perceived value, and it's that's totally, sorry to tangent this, but isn't that so crazy to think about, that this little piece of plastic with this virtual account has this thing like virtual money that has no collateral at all? Like someone just trusted you with $25,000, and then you wonder why we are at an all-time high in credit cards. It's totally crazy. But jumping back to HELOCs is pretty much how they're structured is during this thing called a draw period, you can access this line of credit and then you just sort of pay back. And that's kind of broad scale. That's what you're doing. And I'm not going to get into all the nuts and bolts of how the HELOC, how each individual one is structured, but you have this draw period, normally lasts like, 10, 5, 15 years-ish. You can draw on that line of credit, pay it back kind of a little bit as you go. And then after that draw period, you start paying it back. And it's just a loan. It's literally just a loan, and you're just using your home to determine the loan amount, right? Like the more equity you have in your home, probably the more of a line of credit you can access. Now, that is broad scale. That's what these are. They are a way for you to have an actual substantive thing that you're pulling out a loan against. And so if you don't pay it back, you can lose a home. So once again, not here scaring you, but what I do want to say is that everything that I'm talking about kind of shifts to the next point that I really wanted to discuss. So this episode is not all about like teaching you every little in and out of what a HELOC is or isn't. In its simplest form, we've covered that. It's you're using equity, in your home to create an actual credit card balance. Let's just call it that for simplistic sake. But what I wanted to tell you about today is HELOCs are a form of debt. And it's essential that you treat your HELOC like any other serious financial commitment, because that's what it is. If you went out and bought a vehicle and you utilize this vehicle to get to and from work every day, to get your family, get your kids to soccer practice, family to church, family to dinner, family to go get groceries, family trips, like you need that vehicle, right? And if you got a loan on it, you need to pay it. Now, I'm not being an advocate for you getting a car loan. I think they're probably one of the most non-needed loans in life. But what you can feel like with a HELOC is sometimes it can start to feel like, and I've heard clients tell me this, and this is the reason, this is where I'm pulling this data from, is that I've had clients tell me this. And so, you know, looking at my consensus here, there's a good chance that you may have felt this. If you have a HELOC or if you're thinking about getting HELOC, you were probably told this, but it can kind of feel like using a debit card. But the thing about it is, the thing that makes it wildly different, because with a debit card is that when that money goes away, you don't have to pay it back, right? Like it was your money. It was in your checking account. Every dollar you borrow or every dollar you use with your HELOC, you are adding to your overall debt, right? So you are reducing, and this is how I like to talk to people about this, is you are reducing your net worth, right? Because your value of your home, it adds to your net worth. Your equity in your home adds to your net worth. If you are utilizing your equity to go towards something else, you are reducing your net worth, right? Like, I don't know how else to say that, but it can feel like a debit card because you have this account, and in all honesty, it is like real money. I'm not telling you it's not, because it's like tapping into your house. It's like this, it's like there's a pot of gold there, but you're not allowed to touch it. That's really what equity is. Equity, and I apologize if you didn't know what equity was, and I've gone this far talking about home equity, line of credit, and you're like, I know what the home and the line of credit is. What the heck's equity? It is literally the difference in what your house is valued at and how much you owe on it, right? So that's kind of the net difference is your equity that you have in your home. And if you are tapping into that, it's literally like a gold mine that you're not allowed to touch unless you sell your house. A home equity line of credit gives you access to that, right? It's not just no longer sitting there. Like, you actually can access it and pay it back. But many homeowners are drawn to HELOCs, differing from credit cards, because they kind of initially have a very, very low interest rate, and they have some sense of flexibility. The problem with that, though, is that it can lead to a false security, because remember, this isn't free money. This is borrowed against the equity of your home. It reduces your net worth. So while it feels secure, this is a serious financial commitment, right? And you have to think about it that way. So what is the risk, right? So you kind of have an idea of what a home equity line of credit is. I've talked about this being a form of debt, but what's the risk and consequences of using a HELOC? And what I would tell you is, just like with a credit card, it kind of carries one of the same biggest risk when you look at a HELOC, is a HELOC can lead to overspending. Credit cards can lead to overspending. How easy it is to access funds can lead to excessive borrowing. And that could become difficult to repay. I talk a lot about with credit cards that people like to say, oh, they're for an emergency, right? And the problem with that, though, is that when you need that money, you have the emergency. You spend the money, right? All the money's gone. It's on the credit card. You needed that because you didn't have the liquid cash to cover your emergency. So now you put it on the credit card, and now the next month rolls around and you have a credit card balance. What happens? You end up putting that, trying to pay a little bit towards that credit card, but you don't have enough to pay off that emergency that month either, right? So you pay a little bit toward that emergency that you had, but all the rest of your check needs to go to the normal stuff, like the house, the groceries, the utilities, the gasoline, the kids' school, like all, like whatever your expenses are, but you're still not able to pay for that emergency. So what do? You carry it over another month. Now you have another check. And now all you can do is hope that another emergency doesn't pop up before this one's paid off. And then it happens. You have another emergency. Now you add that on top of the previous emergency that was on that credit card. You see how this turns into, it's very cyclic. Like you get into this cycle and it's never ending. So until you start to control the money, and then you build up an emergency fund, and then you can help cover those emergencies when they happen. You can stop the cycle, and you can, anyways, hit me up, thefinancialmirror.org, financial coach. I'll be there for you. However, back to HELOCs. Biggest thing, overspending. You can access this money so easily, all of a sudden you could overspend. That's the biggest risk. Additionally, because HELOCs have variable interest rates, typically your payments can change over time. If you do not manage this wisely, you can end up in a very, very bad financial situation. Now, at worst case, and I've said this before, and I'm going to keep saying it because it is probably the most heart-wrenching thing that could happen with a HELOC is foreclosure on your home, right? If you are unable to pay it, they can take your home. So misusing a HELOC, it can impact credit scores. I tell people never chase credit scores, but if it can impact kind of that lens. But the biggest thing is overspending. The biggest thing that can happen is you can overspend, just like you can with credit cards. I'm not saying they're different. What I'm telling you is that this is something that people tend to think is more secure, easier to use. Interest rates are in initial offerings are normally, favorable to the borrower, get you into that comfort zone, and then you spend the money. And now you could have trouble. So what can you do? Or should you use a HELOC, right? It's kind of where I wanted to go next is, should you or should you not? And I'll give you the straightforward answer. I would tell you that I don't think it's necessary. I don't think getting a HELOC is necessary. And I'm not saying that there's not situations out there where a HELOC could be beneficial to someone for their specific situation. But I personally cannot think of a situation that would lend myself to recommend a HELOC to anyone, right? I can't think of one, but because a lot of people are going to say, well, if you need to do a major renovation, you could tap into your home equity and you could then pay that down over time. And then, because that renovation is going to help your home value go up potentially, and you're going to end up getting that money back from when you sell, if you sell your home. And I got it. I've heard all the stories. I've heard them. I promise you, if you've got a story, I've probably heard one similar, if not exact. What I'm telling you is that you could just as easily start setting money aside, save up for that there investment, save up for that home renovation, save up for that whatever the case is, and just pay cash. Just pay cash. The only reason that most people don't do that is the now factor. I want it now, right? That's why most people don't do that. That's why most people resort to a home equity line of credit, is because they want it now. They want that thing. They want that renovation. They want that whatever. And they go to a home equity line of credit. A lot of people will also turn to these for like debt consolidation and things like that. Not what I would recommend to you. I think standard paying off debt with, I recommend debt snowball to everyone. I've just seen it work. I've seen it work so many times. I've seen it work with client after client after client that commit to it. They're out of debt and they've learned so much in that process that they carry on. They don't need me and they don't need anyone else. They understand money and money starts to work for them. So I tell you, don't get caught up in these different like stories that people tell you to use a HELOC. Now, if you are going to use a HELOC responsibly. Only draw on it for things that you would need to draw on it from. Once again, I don't have good stories to tell you for what would constitute drawing on it for a good reason, because I would personally recommend you not get one at all. But if you're going to get one, make sure that you are doing it responsibly. Always have a plan of paying it back if you're gonna do it. Once again, this is hard to say out loud. There's just so much that can go wrong with it, and so I'm trying to toe the fence, but I'm really on the other side. I'd really tell you not to get it. so, anyways. If you're going to do it responsibly, right? Like don't draw from it. And I tell people this all the time. I tell people when they're using credit cards, if you can use a credit card responsibly, and what I can define responsibly with a credit card, if you're going to use a credit card in place of your debit card, how do I define that? Is that if you are going to be able to pay off your credit card every single month in its totality, you can use a credit card responsibly and it be okay. I tell people that. Broad strokes, recommend it to everyone. I don't recommend it as a whole body of work because of the fact that it leads to overspending. One of the biggest risks is overspending. You have access to this line of credit and you can overspend in it. So all that's to say, be responsible if you're going to use it, but always have a plan for paying it back. Like I said, I would be paying it back monthly. Personally, I would not be taking out big renovation projects with a HELOC. I would simply save up the money and pay it back over time. Like I said, the money aside and then pay it off in cash completely if you're going to do a renovation or something of that nature. But just remember, have a good payment plan to get that paid off. Have a good, responsible use of a HELOC. I'm not saying they're terrible. The one great thing that makes them stand out differently than a credit card is you do have some leniency on like how and when it's paid back versus a credit card. So I guess if you're going to ask me, here we go. I have an answer for you. If you're going to ask me HELOC or credit card, I would tell you HELOC. I think you will get in less trouble with the HELOC, generally speaking. However, keep an eye on your financial standing. Check the terms of your HELOC. Make sure they're not changing. Proactively manage your line of credit to avoid surprises. Make sure you're paying it back as it's needed. But if you are, man, this is a tough, tough part of this episode. Listen, okay, let's be honest with each other. If you are in debt, if you have struggled with debt in the past, please, 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 please stay away from HELOCs until you really get a good grasp of finances. Until you really, really have a good grasp of finances, stay away from HELOCs. Stay away from all forms of debt. If you've just gotten out of debt 6 months ago, stay away from debt. Be out of debt for a little while. Enjoy it. You worked hard at it. Enjoy it. HELOCs are not risk-free. They're not risk-free, and don't let any of your friends, family, coworkers tell you that they are. Don't let any of your friends, family, coworkers tell you that they're safe. Don't let any of your friends, like, if safe from a sense of security. They are safe to get, but from a sense of security. So anyways, enough of me rambling on that. I want to wrap this up, and I want to just tell you, HELOCs can be powerful for homeowners for the simple fact that it taps into and gives you access to money that you would not otherwise have access to. It is your money. The house has gone up in value. You have paid down your mortgage. That is your money, and you can get access to it through a HELOC, but you've got to be able to handle it because it is a debt. It is a debt, and all of its intents and purposes is a debt, and mismanagement of it can lead to significant financial issues. So I'm telling you, I would stay away from them personally. I would not recommend them to any of my clients. If you have one, you know, just get it paid off and you can close out the line of credit. You can let it just sit there and phase out. You don't have to use it. So, just work it out of your life. If you already have one, and that's fine. It's kind of like just letting it expire. But all in all, I hope that you took a little bit from this. I always like to hold my stance till the end. I think I may have sprinkled my stance throughout this whole episode, but I do like for people to have some sense of where I stand on some of these things, because it just opens up for people to give me other ideas that they have in the comment section. They do it all the time, and I love reading them. So no different in this episode. If you are a HELOC mastermind and you can come up with some really good reasons why you should or shouldn't do a HELOC, or why you should get one, and this is how you did it and this is how you managed it, feel free to throw that in the comment section. So thank you for tuning in today. If you do have any questions or experiences with HELOCs, like I said, share them, drop a comment below. Don't forget to like and subscribe, hit the notification bell for more videos just like this. And I hope that you enjoyed the episode. If you do want to get connected, and you need some help getting out of debt, investing, anything about planning for retirement, just getting back into budgeting or getting more solid and structured around your budgeting, head over to thefinancialmirror.org, hit book now and schedule your free consultation today. If you do want to give an extra dose of support to the stream, head over to thefinancialmirror.org/shop and pick you up some awesome Financial Mirror gear. Appreciate everybody tuning in today, and really hope you got something out of this episode. Till next week, continue improving the one thing you can control, yourself. Peace.
Well, that wraps up today's Financial Mirror. Join us next week as we continue to work on ourselves, change our mentality, and to commit to achieving the success we always envisioned. Regardless of your platform, help us grow as a community. Please like, subscribe, and share with the people in your lives.